Right now, it is time to get our update from Music Mountain. Oscar Ruiz will be joining us. He is, of course, the person who is the artistic director and basically the chief cook and bottle washer at Music Mountain in Falls Village.
Good morning, Marshall. I like that.
Well, you know, Jill and I, as the co-founders of Robin Hood Radio, understand that that role exactly, because there's not anything that that we don't touch in the day-to-day operations of the station. And I know it's the same thing with you up at Music Mountain in Falls Village. All right, so we're on to another weekend this weekend. And once again, you've got the Twilight Evening Concert and the Sunday Chamber Music Concerts. And an old standby, a favorite of ours, is appearing on Saturday, and that is Jive by Five.
Yes, we're really, really excited to having them back. I mean, last year they had this huge crowd, the Jive by Five folks, because they play the classics, you know, the Foxtrot, the Two-Step, the Charleston. They play the classics, and we do have quite a following for that. In fact, people came early. They picnicked in the grounds at Music Mountain. They had lots of fun, and then the concert was great. Some people even danced along. So Jive by Five is coming back, this Saturday at 5 o'clock at Music Mountain. We can't wait.
And that's what we remind people, that this year the Twilight Concerts on Saturday begin at 5. And the great thing about that is you can bring a picnic and have like a little in-between lunch and dinner. And then after the show, head out and go out and have yourself some dinner. It's a nice start time for that concert.
That's right. I mean, many people are saying that this works much better. It goes both ways. I mean, some people may want to do a picnic before or even after the show, and that will do for them. Other people want to do concert and dinner, and that works very well because the concert is over by 6:45, 7 p.m. maximum. So then they can go have a drink, have nice dinner, and still, not finish exceedingly late. While last year with the 6:30 concert time, it was a little trickier.
Yeah.
So 5 o'clock this year. Yeah, Twilight concerts on Saturdays at 5, and that is working very well so far.
All right, now coming up on Sunday, July 7th, what better weekend than to have the American String Quartet on the 4th of July weekend?
That's right. Right. Yeah, Independence Day is around the corner, and so I guess American String Quartet will come to celebrate the Independence Day weekend or post-Independence Day weekend. It's going to be a great program, and I do have the honor of joining them for this one. So I will be playing the Brahms Clarinet Quintet with the American String Quartet this Sunday, July 7th, at 3 o'clock at Music Mountain, and it's going to be quite a privilege. I mean, taking that stage at Gordon Hall is something else. I mean, the place is sacred. It's very, very special. And I mean, what a privilege to do it with my friends of the American String Quartet. We've done it already, actually. We have played the Brahms Quintet together 3 times, 4 times, I forget, in North Carolina, in Stanford. Anyway, so it will be lovely to do it once more, to come together once more and play Brahms, but this time at a very special space at this Gordon Hall this Sunday, July 7th, 3 p.m.
And we also remind people that these concerts, by the way, Gordon Hall is air-conditioned. It's not just air-conditioned because it had to be air-conditioned a certain way where the air-conditioned doesn't make noise in the hall. And that's I don't think people realize that when they go to Gordon Hall now, and it's been air-conditioned for many years, but to put the air-conditioning in was extra expensive because you can't have the sound of air-conditioning really interrupting. You could get by with the Jive by Five, a band like that, but chamber music, you just don't want any other noise in that hall at all.
Yeah, that's actually very true, Marshall. And just to give you an example, so yeah, the air conditioning was one. I mean, there are also the fans. They have to be special so that they don't make any noise. And then somehow we are really lucky, because if you think about it, Gordon Hall is not insulated so that it reverberates, so that the whole building resonates and becomes the fifth instrument of a string quartet. So this year, we finally were able to change our stage light. We applied for a grant from the Northwest Connecticut Community Foundation, And they have been so supportive of Music Mountain and came forward with this grant. But I have to tell you, I mean, we had to go over two sets of lights until we found the perfect lights. Some LED lights, which produce no heat whatsoever, behave like computers. So they have a little fan in there that may be perfectly fine in another theater, but not at Music Mountain. So we had to send them back twice until we found the perfect LED stage lights for Gordon Hall that would illuminate the whole stage beautifully, but at zero noise level. So yes, the zero noise level from the AC, zero noise level from the stage lights, and it goes on and on. We have to take care of this historic venue because the acoustics are incredible. And to hear a concert here, it really is something else. It really is something else, but it boils down to the details, such as those two that we are talking about now. It's a very special place.
All right, so once again, on Saturday, the Twilight Evening Concert at 5, Jive by 5. And then on Sunday, the Chamber Music Concert at the American String Quartet. Tickets are always available at the box office or online at musicmountain.org, musicmountain.org. Very quickly, the next weekend up, the next Saturday and Sunday, which will be the 13th and 14th, you've got, I just want to hit on this for a second, because this looks like it's going to be a lot of fun as well. Peter and Will Anderson Quartet, and they, I see saxophones there, and that must be a lot of fun.
Yes, Peter and Will Andersons are twin brothers. They have come to Music Mountain already 4 years, something like that. They're terrific, saxophone and clarinetists, both of them. And they're going to do a program to honor Benny Goodman, whom, by the way, played at Music Mountain many years ago. And we have some memorabilia about this at the historic exhibit at the Academy Building in Salisbury that is celebrating our 90th anniversary, a beautiful exhibit there on Main Street in Salisbury. So anyway, going back to Music Mountain, July 13th, Peter and Will Anderson, yes, playing Benny Goodman. And then on the next day, July 14th, the Penderecki String Quartet comes back with Stuart Goodyear piano to play a fantastic program, including Brahms Piano Quintet. We love that piece. In fact, this year we're going to hear it in the original that we all know with piano, but also in the original that we didn't all know with cello instead. That will be in August. But on the 14th, Penderecki comes and plays Brahms Piano Quintet. It's a concert not to be missed. And before we go, I wanted to just throw one little date there in people's minds, which is July 21st. So I guess 2 weeks from this Sunday, July 21st, we're going to have a benefit event at Music Mountain. It's going to be a silent auction just before the concert at 2 p.m. And I hope that people will join us to support Music Mountain. Just please save the date, July 21st.
All right, Oscar, we'll speak more about that next Monday, but have a great weekend this weekend up at Music Mountain.
Yeah, thank you so much. You too. Happy July 4th.
You too. Thanks, Oscar.
Yeah, take care. Bye-bye.
Musicmountain.org on the web. Once again, musicmountain.org.